ATB Financial Text Line is ready for you. Text your comments to 960-960. ATB Financial. Tell us how your squad celebrates hockey, and you could win $1,000. Details at ATB.com. Boomer and Warner in the morning. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Jason?
Yes, sir.
For starters, how was your breakfast?
I'm not done yet. I'm trying to...
Well, it is a monster breakfast.
Savor.
Huge amount of food.
Big shout out to everyone at the Beltliner for hooking us up with breakfast this morning.
We love you.
So that makes you happy?
Very happy. Now listen, before you crack me for playing this a second time.
I wasn't gonna.
Okay. Good.
What I was going to say was you're happy about that. You were talking earlier this morning, your boy is very excited, you're happy about the holiday season coming up.
Makes me feel good.
It's a Friday, and this is going to make you very happy. I'm giving away the Guns N' Roses tickets right now.
Thank.
Whoa. Yeah.
Jason has been very frustrated with me
all week.
We've had these for a year.
Because each day I just slide the empty winner's sheet back across to him. Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow. All right. Here's what it is. Text line only. The ATB Financial text line 960-960. I'm going to recite some lyrics. You need to tell me what Guns N' Roses song they are from. Need your full name in the text. We will have the number, so just put your full name in, the name of the song, and we'll pick one of them. You'll be off to see Guns N' Roses at Commonwealth Stadium August 30th. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any soothing music? Like, it would be totally the other way if we didn't do, like, a Guns N' Roses bed, if we did, like, a just, like, a soft, soothing bed.
Even the old Asgret member rain.
Yeah.
Like, Buddhist.
Because, really, when you read the lyrics, you could...
Oh.
Could take them anyway. Here we go. Been drinking gasoline. And honey, you can make my motor hum. I got one chance left. In a 9 live cat. I got a dog-eat-dog sly smile. I got a Molotov cocktail. With a match to go. I smoke my cigarette with style. And I can tell you, honey, you can make my money tonight.
Oh.
Do you want some more?
Poetry, I love it.
Wake up late. Honey, put on your clothes. Take your credit card to the liquor store. That's one for you and two for me by tonight. Well, I'm a West Coast strutton. One bad mother. Got a rattlesnake suitcase under my arm. Said I'm a mean machine.
Been drinking
gasoline.
Baby, you can make my motor hum.
It's poetic.
Something
genius.
Like that, yeah.
If that's not Bill Shakespeare, I don't know.
If you can tell me the name of that song, don't call
it. Don't
in.
Call
it.
Hang
on. You're ruining the show. Stop calling.
Don't give them away.
If you can give me the name of that song,
we're keeping them.
Then we'll hook you up with tickets to go and see it.
Unless this guy keeps calling, then no one wins.
Yeah.
It's your boss.
It's not Welcome to the Jungle.
Is it?
It's not November Rain. It's not Sweet Child. What else do we have here?
Is that a winner
yet? Not Paradise City. Oh, yeah, there's lots of winners. I'm just trying to find the
wrongers.
I will not go to Edmonton. So he took part in the contest,
yes!
Sort of, just to let us know that you would not
good
go to Edmonton.
On you, buddy.
I feel like
well
I should give you
loyal,
the tickets. But and there's one, Thunderstruck. It is not Thunderstruck.
Great
close.
Song.
Very close.
The song is Night Train. And we will hook one of you lucky fellas up with a pair of tickets to go and see Guns N' Roses coming up on August the 30th. 8:08. With that out of the way, we have time now for Hey. Did you know?
Hey, did you know? Brought to you by Switch Advanced Lighting Solutions. Did you know that 70% of all businesses are expected to switch to LED lighting by 2020? Switch gives you the best options now. Switchlighting.ca.
It's not the Bare Naked Ladies if I had $1 million.
Close.
It's not Zarly Zalapsky. Thanks for texting in, Zarly. Zarly Zalapsky.
Zarly Zalapsky.
I don't care.
So you guys are good sleepers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh.
Were you
now,
here yesterday?
When you sleep, do you dream?
Yeah.
Are you a big dreamer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So probably not.
Probably not. Like sometimes,
okay,
yeah.
Because scientists
not...
claim, hey, yep. Did you know?
Huh?
Scientists claim that the more you dream while you sleep, the higher your IQ.
Oh, baby.
That makes sense.
Scores.
Yeah, I rarely dream. I drool a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Anything there about being smart and drooling?
Yeah.
Hey.
Go see your doctor for your annual, it says.
Did you know, what was it last night? Shane Doan got an assist. He's now the fifth player from a current franchise to hold its record for games played, goals, assists, points, game-winning goals, and power play goals. The others, Ron Francis holds all of those for the Whalers and Hurricanes.
Well, the Rocket.
Mike Modano, the North Stars and the Dallas Stars. Rick Nash, the Columbus Blue Jackets. And Joe Sakic for the Nordiques and Avalanche. Elite company.
Smoking Joe.
Hey, did you know with the Flyers 7th win in a row last night, the hottest team in the NHL? Yes, you knew that.
The Frontier Flyers?
Yes, the Frontier Philadelphia Flyers. For the first time in franchise history, they win a game in which they erase two multi-goal deficits. Never done it before. They're down 2-0 and 5-3.
No kidding.
How about that?
Storied franchise like that.
I feel like you should have it all the time.
Hey, did you know that anything a duckling meets...
Start again.
Hey, did you know anything that a duckling meets 10 minutes after it's born becomes its parent? So the little duckling hatches. You're standing there. Mama.
Are you my mother?
Are you my mother?
Are you my mother?
Someone has kids now.
Oof, don't even get me going on the Wiggles. Oh,
Wiggles.
Captain.
No, I'm not your mother. I'm a dump truck.
You silly duck.
Hey, did you know Amari Cooper is the first Raider with back-to-back 1,000-yard receiving seasons since Jerry Rice in 01-02?
Junk yesterday.
He was junk. 29 yards, right?
Oh, baby. The old stink hole. Next
yes.
point at 30.
Carr was terrible.
Got
You're
stuck
done.
At 29.
David Carr, boo.
Yeah, I think that was David. He's got his brother to suit up for a game. That explains it all.
Those blue eyes, so dreamy.
He's getting sacked like his brother was. Yikes. Hey, did you know Jamie Benn, who opened the scoring last night with his 200th career goal?
I like the way you said Jamie Benn, by the way.
How'd I say it?
Jamie Benn.
Jamie Benn became just the 10th player in Stars/North Stars history to reach 200 goals. And as a fifth rounder, way back in 07, just the second player from his draft class to reach 200 goals. The other one went number one to a team that won the lottery, not being lost. Patrick Kane, Chicago Blackhawks, also has 200.
He's a good player. Hey, did you know, speaking of we're the extra jolly we are?
Yes.
You know, we're a little
very
portly.
Jolly. Yeah, well.
Obesity costs airlines $275 million a year.
How do they calculate that?
The extra weight. That's why we got to pay for the... baggage.
She's business class.
Well, how do you know it's not just heavier baggage? How do you know it's body weight?
Because the bag can only weigh so much.
They weigh all the bags.
Do they keep track of it, though?
Absolutely.
I think they look at it. It's like, oh, under 50. All right, you're good to go.
Scale right when you check in?
Yeah, well, they don't weigh you, do they?
They don't record the weight of the bags.
Is there anywhere on there that says, if you're 2.25 plus... You have to pay extra?
That's no. What would that be?
I'm not sure.
Is that weightist? We know there's like
ageism. You can't get away with that one.
Yeah, that's
not in this room. There's a little boomocracy. Hey, did you know Dougie Hamilton became the 66th different player in Calgary Flames history to score a regular season overtime goal?
It's a lot.
Who's part of that
Are
list?
Are you part of the 66?
Huh?
Top shelf?
Who's part of that list?
69.
Hey, did you know you can't hum with your nose closed? Like pinched?
How do you close it?
You're right.
You can't.
How many people just did that?
Everyone.
Everyone in their car just did that.
Put your hands back on the wheel.
Hey, did you know? Brought to you by Switch Advanced Lighting Solutions. Did you know that West Island College in Calgary saves over $3,000 per month because they changed to Switch's LED lighting? Check out switchlighting.ca.
If it's not impossible, it's very difficult.
Well, you can kind of... Sound like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Sounds like we're drowning.
That's not humming, is it?
Not really, no.
This is...
You can't... Come on, Jay.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
It's not really time for a break.
Yep, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The ATB Financial Text Line is ready for you. Text your comments to 960-960. ATB Financial. Tell us how your squad celebrates hockey, and you could win $1,000. Details at ATB.com. Boomer and Warner in the morning. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Congratulations to Aaron Grant. Aaron, first one through. With Night Train, he picks up two tickets to go and see Guns N' Roses in Edmonton in August.
How pumped is he?
Oh. You know who's pumped right now? Corey Sarich.
Pumped the ACDC.
Very excited.
I was doing a little driving at the intermission last night, first intermission. They were playing our chat with Corey. In the Where Are They Now segment of the intermission. Yeah, it's a little misty in between periods there. Talking about...
Is Santa here?
Wait, it is Santa. Look at that.
Saint Nick!
Is that Saint Nicholas? Soon we'll be here?
He's already here? Dirty
deeds and... Here's the guy.
ATB Financial Text Line. Worst quartet ever. That's great radio right there.
AC/DC's the worst?
No, our little humming.
Oh.
I totally just tried it and had to stop when cheeks puffed out.
Yeah.
Humming with nose plugged. Yeah, you can't. Even if you start.
Santa!
Don't yell at Santa. That's Santa.
Very excited.
Do you guys know how many accidents that plug your nose hum thing caused? Best sports show ever.
Sports?
It's not time for this.
You can hum with one crack open of your mouth.
Oh.
That's cheating.
That's cheating. That reinforces humming. The point. And this one here.
I thought he meant you could hum out the other.
No.
Hang on.
Sitting at a traffic light, I saw three others pinching their nose.
Very popular.
I believe it. It's interesting because it's true.
Ran into a guy. Buddy of mine yesterday, I see him, and older gentleman, let's say. So is that? Because they're talking, and I'm waiting for them to finish up their conversation before I talk to my buddy. Is that? That's the guy from the radio station. Yeah. They don't talk about anything.
Did they say that?
So then he's like, come on over. So he introduces me. He's like, yeah, it's different. I mean, it's like Seinfeld. You guys just don't really.
I wish we were Seinfeld.
I'm like, that's the greatest compliment you could
yes,
ever give.
Thank you.
That's more creative and brilliant and organized. Ours is just laziness and fatigue. But yes, I guess in terms of the they talk about nothing.
Yeah, what, and I don't know, I don't understand it, because right now I'm going to throw out, we need a reservation at the Saddle Room Grill tomorrow night. Can someone please book us a table?
Yeah, we need to, we're supposed to.
You do some caroling? Get the hums out?
We're supposed to go and have dinner. We need a reservation.
Look at the barrel.
We don't have how to do it, so.
Boom, what was that movie you were talking about a couple weeks ago with the ninjas and the mother? Yeah, it was Keanu, Key and Peele.
Funny. So I have to watch this because I saw the highlights and I'm like, this is not.
Oh, it's yeah. You look at it, it's like, no, this is this is stupid. But yeah, the comedy, like they're funny guys. They're very funny.
They're
they,
awesome.
They wrote the thing and the writing is
brilliant.
The writing is like, it's, be prepared for it to be like dumb, right?
But funny.
Really? It's not a.
Yeah. Like, be prepared for that. Just, oh, it was kind of silly. Well, yes, it's silly. The guy lost his cat and he goes in search of his cat. And runs into drug people and hijinks ensue. But it's, yeah, it's very good.
Their show's very good if you haven't seen that either.
I don't watch TV. Intellectual. I dream a lot.
Big dreamer.
Yeah.
Don't ever stop.
Do you want to go over the NHL games from last night or do you
Absolutely.
Care?
Absolutely. Oh, I mean, it's.
Love to.
We're climbing the rankings. We can't ignore it now. We're kind of back in it.
Well, you're set to dominate said league.
I was fully expecting to be able to just slough off the NHL come Christmas.
Be doing Tina Turner, that's it.
Flames are out of it. Now they're back in it. Son of
It's possible, Boom. Don't
Should we do the rest of the show? We won't hum, but we'll just talk with our nose pinched. Because even that's fun.
Take a good look at the NHL story. Boston Bruins, home to the Colorado Avalanche. How about this? David Pastrnak, another 2 goals.
Are you kidding me?
18.
He's 18 tied with Sander Lee.
Where'd he come from? What's his story?
He's a Czech.
First round pick.
High pick.
First rounder?
Yeah, man.
Let him cook a little.
Pick him up.
Matt Duchene, young.
He's not that old at all.
Matt Duchene scored his 10th of the year. All 10 goals on the road.
Oh.
The opposite of Goudreau.
He's got a girlfriend at home.
Goudreau, who's terrible on the road.
Live it up.
First win for the Avalanche in 7 games.
Wow.
Jerome Iginla.
Numero trois.
Game number 1499, tying Mike Modano for 16th on the all-time list.
Modano ended at 1499?
You lazy.
You're telling me you couldn't get one more?
A little silver stick, do a couple laps.
Stupid. Silver stick was long ago.
Well, whatever. Whatever's better than
a
silver stick.
Okay, I talked about it. Gio's terrible shot. Did you guys see McKinnon's shot? Breakaway, but he's tired. So he gets just inside the blue line.
Laser.
Decides,
zips it. Now, bing! Should Khudobin have that, maybe?
Yes, absolutely.
So who credit for the shooter or blame the goalie?
I don't know. I'm a goalie.
All right.
Well, if I was, depends on who I'm playing for.
If Tuukka Rask is in
Colorado,
net,
what a shot.
Yeah.
If I'm in Boston, you sieve.
Hey, Rhett, did you see who the Islanders were at home playing last night?
The St. Louis Blues.
That's right.
Wow.
The Blues had a winning streak. It's over. Jake Allen had won 8 straight. They fall 3-2.
Jackie boy, come on.
Here's fantasy alert.
Fantasy alert.
Anders Lee, 2 goals. He's got 7 in his last 8.
Ooh.
Pick him up.
Too late. He's not going
to
continue.
Islanders points in 6 straight. If you've not seen the Tavares goal, you need to.
Yeah,
if
that one was,
I'm going to go with one hand on the stick, and then I'm going to switch hands. Oh, I'm going to turn this way, and then I'm going
to spinorama.
Ching. Bury it for his 8th of the season.
Only 8, eh?
How many years until he's the captain of the Leafs? Have we figured that out yet? This is like the Stamkos thing all over again?
Yeah.
Ugh.
The Philadelphia Flyers hosting the Edmonton Oilers. You talked a little bit about this one. In Edmonton, they're having the Leon Draisaitl, how much are we going to have to pay him conversation.
It's weird. He hasn't done a lot of even strength, but he's piling up goals.
12.
He had one last night.
5 in 5 games.
That's going to be the problem for the Oilers now, because they think they got it all figured out to get all these draft picks, but that stupid McDavid.
Anyone that plays with him is
going to get,
yeah,
make everyone a gajillion dollars, and they're not going to be able to afford him. And then the other teams that sign these guys are going to go, well, this guy's junk. Well, no kidding. He's not playing with McDavid anymore.
So Draisaitl has 12, 7 of them on the
this
man advantage.
This guy's ruining the league.
7 on the man advantage.
Mm-hmm. Chris Russell gets a helper out there.
Way to go, Chris.
Best player in the league.
Russ.
That's a backpack.
Backpack. It's okay to admit it.
I'm not saying it is, it isn't. That's
is it?
Sure. Yes, of course it is.
Okay. See, I like that. Just, yeah, it is. Move on. I like that a lot. 2-0 Oilers, then becomes 3-2 Flyers, then becomes 5-3 Oilers, and then 6-5 Flyers. They scored three real fast in the third period. Make it 7 straight wins for the Philadelphia Flyers. Voracek, goal and 3 helpers. Claude Giroux, 2 goals and an assist.
Those two, nasty down the stretch in that game.
I think that's all I have to say about that. Oilers go 2-for-4 in the power play. Why are you talking to each other? What's the private?
Carry on, Dean.
Are you guys talking about girls?
Food.
What are you guys talking about?
Definitely food.
The Montreal Canadiens, yeah. Home to the New Jersey Devils. Carey Price flipped his lid.
Snapped!
Went blocker down on Kyle Palmieri.
And I don't know that it was really that warranted. I'm not sure.
Chernobyl meltdown.
Yeah.
Never seen him lose his composure like that.
Palmieri dancing in. Gets around Petrie into the net. And then pucks into Craig Price coming through the crease. And Price takes exception to that. Couple blocker chops for Palmieri.
Up.
And now everyone's going to pile into the crease. Lovejoy goes after Price. And now Pacioretty's got to pull back Ben Lovejoy.
Someone's got to grab Lovejoy. Can't let him go after your goaltender like that.
Everyone has a partner. Schneider came out of the net, got to about the blue line, but he's backed off. And Carey Price does not often get frustrated, but I think that's a message saying that's enough.
A little Donnybrook.
New Jersey.
I would think Price is maybe going to get a little fine. If
$5,000, not a big deal. He can afford.
Well, I think, you know what? He's basically lost the year last year.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't need guys crashing
out of my
in,
crease,
blowing his knee up.
Interestingly enough, when he starts the brawl, a lot of people do come into his crease and start pushing it.
They do, yeah. Very dangerous.
They got to get Lovejoy out of there. Well, if it's, the goalie wasn't feeding blockers into his buddy's organs.
It really wasn't that. Well, he might have thought that he tried to kick him.
That's a big one on the back of the head.
Oh, he's
spleen,
out.
Spleen, oh. Kidney. Oh, well done.
Hey, that's Palmieri, good. Maybe get up and get out of there.
Habs outshot the Devils 49-21.
The Devils!
The Habs, 13-1-1 at home.
Yeah, they're the best. Love them.
Tampa Bay Lightning at home to the Canucks, not Calgary.
Calgary Canucks, that's a
they're good
big step.
Up.
It's a big jump.
Up.
Jack Skilly and Eric Branson scoring the first period. That's the first time this year the Canucks got 2 goals in the first period.
First goal of the year for each of those guys as well.
Yeah. Skilly and Jason Megna scoring a pair each for the Canucks, who win 5-1.
Liquid Megna.
Kucherov, -4.
Ooh.
The Lightning, 1-5-1 in their last 7.
Coop's not going to be happy.
Goalies haven't been good.
Ben Bishop allowed 4-on-20, put one in his own net.
Very helpful for the Canucks getting a second goal in the first period.
There's a situation there. They're rattled. Vasilevskiy and Bishop not getting along.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you going to do? Can't keep them both.
That's right. Who's going? Am I staying or is he staying? I'm sick of this.
Get that Latvian that nearly stymied Canada and Russia. Get rid of these two guys.
Gudlevskis or whatever.
Krister's Gudlevskis. Yeah. Remember that? The old scare in Sochi? Tightest game they played.
Oh, boy.
The Panteros at home to the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Penguinos and the Panteros.
Oh, love it.
Tom Rowe. I'm Tom Rowe. Having a tough time as the head coach of the Panthers. He's lost 5 of 6, including a 5-1 beatdown yesterday.
Ooh, Yags with another.
Yags just continues to climb.
He's
good. 5 points away from Messier for 2nd all-time.
What?
Sidney Crosby's got 18. Had 2 points in the first 4 minutes and 51 seconds.
Leave him alone.
That's Pasternak good.
Leave him alone.
Rangers, Jets at the MTS Center.
Go Jets. Hey, boom.
Scheifele gets his 14th.
Go get him, boys.
Back after missing 4. Why are you so lippy? Now that's a...
How's that lippy?
It's in my backpack.
Yep.
You're being lippy.
I'm being supportive.
I'll go boom.
I want your team to win.
JTS. Boom.
Bucket tipper.
Don't be so sensitive, son.
You're a bit of a...
You're a little sensitive.
Oh, for sure. I'm going night-night.
How did that go?
I know nine ICPs.
Shifley's first game back after missing four. He did get his 14th, but a power play goal with 109 left for the Rangers, the difference. Kevin Hayes gets it. Hayes. 2-1 win for the Rangers.
Your boys are in trouble.
Whatever. Dallas Stars. How about Jamie Benn?
How about him?
Goal number 200 in his career. Goal and two assists.
Hey, did you know?
Stars win by a score of 5-2. Jason Spezza. Goal and two helpers.
Pretty good.
And a great move.
Kari Lehtinen, 34 saves. Pekka Rinne allowed 4 and 18, and he got yarded for Mariners.
Little run for Lehtinen here.
Little run for him, and you look at the goal scorers. Ben with one, Spezza with one, Seguin with one. That's what they need.
Those are your horses.
There you go. And the final game of the night, the LA Kings home to the Carolina Hurricanes. A pair of goals from Derek Ryan, who has been a...
You kidding me?
He's like an AHLer.
29 years old.
Yeah. Two goals.
First
he's
two
got three.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Did you see the move? Zatkoff just jock.
Yeah.
Second deck.
Cam Ward, another win.
Atta boy, Cammer!
Carolina Hurricanes, the number one penalty kill in the National Hockey League. They've given up nothing on the man or against the man advantage in the last five games.
And since Bill Peters was hired, nobody's allowed more fewer power play goals against than the Hurricanes.
Good coach.
Bill Peters.
Bill Pete.
Yeah.
Peter Bill.
Pay your bills.
Where's the wins here? So Carey Price, 15-3-1.
Toll.
Is the top wins. I'm just really? Looking here. Then Rask and Bobrovsky have 14 wins. Martin Jones, Jake Allen, Cam Talbot with 13. Takes a while before
Columbus
we get to...
Columbus has only played 24 games.
Bobber!
That's very light on the schedule.
What's six less in Calgary? Is that right?
Six is a lot.
Yeah? It's a couple weeks worth.
Devin Dubnyk has the best goals against. For qualifying goaltenders, he's played 20 games, 1.65. And as far as leading the save percentage, that too is Devin Dubnyk at 946.
Where's Johnny?
Where's the Ocho?
The Ocho, what's his name?
Chad.
I don't know.
You don't know? That's a letdown. Should be right there. Search by save percentage near the top.
Apparently, there's a big presentation at the Bull Valley.
Tokarski, Jack Campbell, Devin Dubnyk, Mike Condon, UC Saros, Jimmy Howard, Carey Price, Grubauer, Murray, Rask, Quick, Chad Johnson is 12th with a 932.
Yeah, and you got to get rid of some of those dusters that have hardly played, like Tokarski, Campbell, and Saros. None of those guys have had four games.
That's
Grubauer's
right.
Grubauer's only played five.
You're damn right.
Quick's only had one bloody period.
Stupid.
Jeez.
Is that all he's played?
We got hurt first game of the year.
Yeah.
19 minutes and 56 seconds. That's what he's played this year, Retro.
Hmm. Wonder they suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of a drop from Quick to Zatkoff.
Old.
I'm going to go to the full summary. So your scoring leader in the National Hockey League, Connor McDavid with 38 points in 29 games. He has a 9-point lead on Sidney Crosby.
Lottery balls.
Crosby has played eight fewer games, 29 and 21. Kucherov, Seguin, Tarasenko, Malkin, Voracek, Giroux, Scheif, Phil?
Phil?
You think Crosby's wound up to catch McDavid?
No.
Think he cares?
Not yet.
See, I think he is.
I think he's just playing.
No, I think that he's got it in the back of his head that, oh. Because those really good players think about that stuff.
Points per game is better.
Crosby and Pastrnak tied for the league lead in goals with 18. Lion A 17. Wayne Simmons has 15 goals.
He can play on my team.
Mark Scheifele and Marian Hossa tied, rounding out the top five with 14.
Hossa, how do you never hear Hossa's name and he's at 14 goals?
Well, we talked about it the other day. He's already surpassed last year's totals in like 60-some games, whatever he played last year.
Yeah.
Did it in like 25
so
games.
So it doesn't even matter if he scores. He's still really good.
Yes.
And when he is scoring, we don't talk about him, good or bad. He's just there.
How old do you think he is?
35.
37. That's special, huh? I think he's under contract till 42. Like,
yeah.
To do what he does? Because he's not small and finesse. He's
I
big.
I still remember my first shift against the guy. It was like, I can't move this guy. I had him. It was back when you could pin guys against the wall, and I used to actually be okay at that. Couldn't stop him. He was just like going through me.
Anyone that plays with him raves about hot, that's what you butter. Notice. Every Yager, team he goes to.
Yager like trunk, right? Just oh, so just,
excuse
solid.
Me. Yeah. Excuse me, out of the way. No, I'm going to keep moving.
Coming through.
You're just leaning in on the guy, and he's like, well, that's fine, but I've got to get to the net.
I'm going to have to bring this up with you later.
You're
goodbye.
In the road.
Well, yeah, we'll take that. Wow.
Erik Karlsson, no surprise, leading the league in defense scoring.
Burnsy?
27 points in 27 games for Erik Karlsson. That's something that doesn't get enough credit.
Well, last year didn't
Ottawa,
didn't
you can't talk about the guy if he's playing in Ottawa.
He's a point-per-game defenseman. Like, what? That
unheard of.
That's a unicorn. Like, no.
And people are like, well, he's defensive. It's like, well, look what he's giving you offensively.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
He doesn't even go out of his own zone. He's still valuable.
All
other defensemen, just don't even leave your
put end. Your winger back there. Who cares?
Find a Rod Langway or whoever and throw him back there. Some dumb Warner, put him back there. No. Tell him not to leave the blue. Brent Burns, 23 points in 26 games, including 11 goals. That is tops among defensemen.
And shots Burnsy. He'll be up there as well. He's I don't know how
Burnsy.
A defenseman
Burnsy.
Gets so many pucks on net. Impressive.
112 shots on net?
See what I'm saying?
Oh my goodness gracious.
Like he's in Ovechkin territory for shots. It's foolish.
Dougie Hamilton, third in defense as far as shots on net with 85.
Wouldn't have guessed
Burns,
that either.
Aaron Ekblad has 90, Dougie Hamilton 85. That's right. Listen to that silence.
20 first rounders, and he's yours.
Listen to that silence.
Well, he played so good last night because he knows he might get traded to the Oats. Wasn't that the rumors? He might go to Coyotes.
Some dumb idiot
some dumb
GM
with an insulting... Save your quarter!
Next time? Hey,
yeah.
You know what? Next time? Save your quarter.
That's right.
You jick.
Next time I see Arizona Coyotes come up on my call display...
Don't need that area
I'm going to smash my phone.
Take
That's
that.
Right. I'm going to take my cell phone and throw it out my car window.
I'm going to throw that flip right out the window.
That's right. My Motorola Razor, I'm going to wing it. 20 away from 9 o'clock, we got stuff to do. What you want to talk about in the Pind Report coming up. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The ATB Financial Text Line is ready for you. Text your comments to 960-960. ATB Financial. Tell us how your squad celebrates hockey, and you could win $1,000. Details at ATB.com. Boomer and Warner in the morning. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
I'm eating bacon. Can't come to me. I'm eating bacon. Beltliner surprising the boys at breakfast today.
Well done, good sir.
There is not a better place on earth.
Oh. Do we know how breakfast came to be this morning?
There's a rumor about.
I have a rumor.
The boss huh? man. Comes.
I'm not a rumor.
I've been hounding the boss
we
man.
We know why.
Do we?
It was in the email.
Email.
Literal Larry. I didn't get the email, Jay. What did it say?
We're really good. Hey, you guys are great. Here's breakfast.
See, here's the thing. I need to see the numbers. Kirsch has been saying...
It's a numbers guy.
I am a numbers
Big
guy.
Big numbers guy.
Huge analytics guy.
I don't even know what you're talking about, so...
Kirsch is, we were talking about, I don't want to talk about it, but exactly. Either way, Kirsch has been telling us one thing, but he's reluctant to act, at least has yet to show the actual document.
The data?
The data
to support
itself.
This, yes. These statements?
To confirm the claim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't care, because breakfast.
But Kelly, was Kelly Kelly bought breakfast today.
Delicious.
Mm.
Can we play that little clip?
Just a tribute.
So clean.
So clean.
You make me feel that the whole world is mine. Kelly, 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 Kelly
Kelly, 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 Kelly.
Why? Because he's Kelly, 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 Kelly.
Because you're Kelly, 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 Kelly of mine.
Ah, tearjerker.
Love you, man.
Love you, Kelly.
Tribute from Woody Boyd from about 1987.
I don't care.
Sam just texted in, Night Train!
Do I get the tickets?
Sam, you're on a delay, son.
Sam, you're on the podcast, buddy.
Thanks for listening. But yeah, that's about 45 minutes ago or so. Either way. Stuff to get to. We will let you have your say with what you want to talk about.
What you want
to? Right now it's time for the Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report for Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook Mall.
Text coming in here. We need a 10-hour loop of the Kelly, 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 like the loop of Bill, 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 Bill.
Doesn't stop ever.
Finger snapping.
Very much.
Kelly, 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 Kelly.
Yeah.
K-E-L-L-Y.
We should have like jingling bells, like the Christmas version of Bill, Bill, Bill.
We could use some Christmas bells in here.
We need something.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do this. Is the traffic guy's name Michael Bolton?
Why would I change my name?
Why? Was fine.
He's the one who sucks.
Until that ass clown started winning Grammys.
No talent.
Let's do the Pinder Report.
I celebrate the guy's entire catalog.
Well, boys,
we can make it five in a row. Keep those applause coming, Jay, for the Calgary Flames. They extend their season-long winning streak in the desert last night. Oh, you gotta love it.
Back to back to back to back.
That's four. So back to back to back to back to back. Thank you. Five in a row. Toronto, Minnesota, Anaheim, Dallas, and now Arizona. Ha! Take that! All falling to the Flames and all falling to Chad Johnson.
The Ocho.
Been great. It's the only guy that started on this run. Well done, sir. Last night, another big win for both Johnson and the Flames. He allowed an early goal on a weird goal mouth scramble. Gone wrong, but settled in, blanked the Coyotes the rest of the way. As for the Flames, they find an equalizer. Later in the first.
We'll give it back to Gaudreau, left point. Gaudreau, far side. Giordano, one-timer, scores!
Whew, power play goal again. Special teams, boys. Gotta love it.
So good.
Not only finding game-tying goals, they're finding some fights as well. Lance Boma hits OEL. Immediately, Ryan White all over him. Michael Ferland then dispatched. Connor Murphy, see you later. Relative ease.
I don't know if Murphy's that guy.
No, I don't think Murphy knew who he was going in
with
there.
No, he just kind of...
And then in the second, it was the Bear. Garnet Hathaway scrapping with the one-punch wonder, Max Domi. God, love the sweet
Don't
boy.
Hit poor Max.
Love the kid.
And love that guy.
We love him.
You clock Kessler once a year, you'll have jerseys in every single building in the league. No matter where you go, there'll be someone wearing...
Fucking scuzzbag.
Two good guys. Nobody gets, well, maybe Max. Kind of left with a big gash under that left eye.
Leaking couple.
Bear got him good. Jackie Bear. Third period, Flames kill off two minor penalties. Again, special teams. This was a huge, huge Achilles heel for the club early, and now looking like a strength over this nice 13-game run where they've lost just three games. And then off to overtime we go.
Gaudreau lagging the puck, drops it off to Hamilton. Hamilton in. Hamilton scores.
Teach me how to Dougie. Teach me how to Dougie. They'll move, pull back to the backhand. Oh, game winner.
No teaching that. That's natural talent.
And what a 69-second shift for Johnny Gaudreau, who started with the puck right off the puck drop, was involved in a couple 2-on-1s both ways, and finally sets up Dougie. For your game winner, 2-1, the final. Hamilton's now got four on the season. It was boom, you pointed out just moments ago. 9 wins on the road, that leads the NHL universe. Pretty darn good. NHL news from elsewhere. The Oilers led 5-3 with 15 minutes to play, but not going good of late with leads.
Over to Voracek with the one-timer, he scores! This is the save, Kudas for rebound, hit the side of the net, plays it out in front, Giroux scores!
Laffel, stutter step move, Laffel coming in, he scores!
Whew. Need a smoke after that one, Philly sports fan. Down 5-3, down 2-0. They win 6-5 in regulation. Jonas Gustafsson, Not so hot. Meanwhile, the Habs win their 13th game at home, but the story, not their league-leading 13-1-1 and mark, 13-1-1-1 mark at Bell Center. You're getting yawny. That food's kicking
so full.
But Carey Price, was he delivering? Some right-hand blockers, serving them up like hotcakes. Kyle Palmieri just taking it like a champ. Oh, dear.
And just lay there and get punched.
Yeah, that might be the league calling Carey Price today. Could be some supplemental discipline. I don't know if they give him a game, but you got to find parking
the price
ticket.
Price is wrong, bitch.
Yeah, parking ticket for him, right? Maybe a little bit of chit-chat with Gary and the boys.
I like it.
Canucks look good in Tampa last night. What? The Canucks? Are you kidding me? What are they doing?
In the middle, Skilly shoots, scores. Second of the game for Jack Skilly. And the Canucks lead 5-1.
Yeah, if you...
Bishop Nelson.
If you're playing props and you had the multi-point night for...
Nice to see you.
Eric Goodbranson and Jack Skilly, you're driving a brand new vehicle today.
Bishop
Yanked.
There's no way we've overlooked Vancouver, is there?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No, absolutely not.
For confirming.
Heartbreaker for the Jets. Sorry about this one, friend. Rangers, late.
It's a power play goal! And with 109 to go, the Rangers take a 2-1 lead.
Ooh, got it. A late one. Point escapes the grasp of the Jets. Thursday Night Football. This is a great game in frigid Kansas City. They opened the gates at noon to let people start tailgating. They were lined up like 200 cars deep waiting to get in before it was even open.
I'm sure that it wasn't Andy Reid, but under Andy Reid's Twitter account.
Fake Andy Reid's?
Was it fake Andy
Reid? I don't know.
He had a note signed by Andy Reid, please let your employees leave.
Yeah. And in Kansas City, there's always the guy that looks like the walrus in the stands. He's got the headset and the play call.
Good.
That's a great place to watch a game, I'm guessing, in terms of one of the best like crowds, experiences, atmosphere. Big loud game. And cold last night. Didn't bother Tyreek Hill.
And Smith going deep downfield and open and making the catch for the touchdown. Tyreek Hill.
7-3 at that juncture. Hill at it again, this time receiving a punt. Have a listen.
See, Hill is angled to the other sideline. And this time, King punts it away from that spot, but right down the middle of the field. And Hill is off to the races, and he is going to go all the way. Tyreek Hill, do not see a flag. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Whew, the Flash, he is quick. That is now six games in a row they won to close last year, the Chiefs. They are now 10-3 this year. That's a pretty impressive run of football for them. Last 18-19 games, they've lost
it's bananas. Going back to last season, they've been great.
It's mental. And now in the driver's seat in the AFC West, they're tied in the standings, but they have beaten the Raiders twice, which essentially gives them a one-game lead over Oakland. Calgary Hitmen, back-to-back wins in Saskatchewan, and back home and feeling good. They got Red Deer tonight. Carolers will be there for Hitmen hockey. We've got on your radio as well, 7 o'clock, as the Rebels. Always good to see the Rebels. Those jerks came into the corral last spring. They're going to get it today, a little revenge.
Hitmen. I just hope it's a good game.
That's your Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report for Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook Mall.
That's enough.
I'm curious. What are you doing for the rest of your Friday? Because sometimes you leave and it's like, today's a soup day. Or maybe I'm going to go see a movie. Or what for you today, Rhett?
I do envision a nap in my parking garage the next...
With the car running?
18 minutes.
Is it a heated parking garage?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't have to turn the car on.
No.
How many...
We'd hate to lose you that way.
Okay, so totally honest. How many parking garage naps have you taken in 2016?
In 2016?
That's a lot of time.
One a month?
That's not it. Bad.
No.
The food, I saw it. I looked over right around 8:43 there.
Yeah, you get the belly full of sausage.
Old Yanni Nienema there, gaping cage.
I went after the waffle.
Over.
That was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so much food.
Garb. Bam.
A big sausage. Ooh.
Yeah. Let's do the thing we do, bacon. I suppose. Hey.
Talk about.
Talk about.
Talk about.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. This year's biggest savings, no payments for 90 days and up to 18 grand in discounts. Red Hot Rams from payments of $65 and Dodge Journey starting at $19.9. VarsityChrysler.com.
It is on the ATB Financial fan feedback line, 960-960. A lot of people want to talk about Connor McDavid and the comments he had last night. The shows what kind of a player he really kind of went. He was very unhappy with what's his name?
Brandon Manning, I believe.
Yeah. The guy that was somewhat responsible for his broken collarbone last year. Called him, you know, that's the kind of player he is, no class, blah, blah, blah. He threw out a...
We can put to rest whether that was intentional or not.
Shows what kind of a man he is when he doesn't step up and fight one of our guys. When it's like, well, if you wanted to settle the score, what if you fought him?
Well, the last time he fought, I think he busted his hand in his draft year.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
So, I don't know.
There's nothing there for me.
No.
It just seems dumb.
It's McJesus. He shouldn't be fighting.
Yeah.
And look, of course, other team's game plan is to get under Connor's skin as much
and
as he can.
And he'd be best, and he'll probably be told this. Just don't bother.
Just hush.
You're not going to win a verbal jousting event either.
And you lost last night, too. So.
There he is. There he is, folks.
What ladies and gentlemen.
What a guy.
Ladies and gentlemen. Right,
right. No one knows what you're talking about.
K-E-L-L-Y.
Because
he's
Kelly.
Can you
it's my birthday today, guys. Oh. So treat me a little bit better.
Okay? No, we don't.
Oh, we're giving you all the love we can.
Let's hum him a happy birthday.
Can't do it with my nose plug.
No one wants to talk about anything other than McDavid.
Midnight train, signed Doug Dirks. That's again way late and wrong.
That's good.
Guys, here's some serious one.
Oh.
And you won't feel anything about this. Guys, I need some dog advice.
Oh, boy.
I spent $3,000 to get my dog's hip replaced. Oh. 3 weeks after the procedure, he passed away of an unrelated cause. Should I see if they will give me a refund on the hip replacement?
They're not giving you a refund.
Hey, you know, the hips that you fixed.
Are you dreaming?
Can you not laugh about his dead dog? Can you have just a bit of compassion?
I'm not laughing at the dog. I'm laughing at the ridiculous request.
It is ridiculous. Yeah, we'll just give you that cash back.
Yeah, that's something to consider when you do the operation.
That wasn't any time with the vet that we had to pay for, anesthetic. No, there's no sunk costs here.
Why does Steinberg yell so much?
He's excited.
Does he yell?
Oh, he gets wound up.
Hmm.
Typically, I'm napping during his show.
Kirsch, can you not talk to our producer while we're doing a show?
Probably.
Oh, he just bought breakfast.
I'm fishing for clips, and you're in his ear.
Happy birthday.
What were we talking about? Why does Steinberg yell so much? And then I said, why does he yell? And then I looked at Jay, and he had...
Tonight, it's the Bears at the Packers!
That's what you're impacting Brent the show. Cron? So why did you buy breakfast?
Well, I can't really tell you. I mean, you know, we had a very successful, last little thing here, so...
Yeah.
So
now, again, you...
There's rules that you can't really kind of brag about stuff like that. But,
you've been reluctant to show me the numbers.
Actually, I did show you the numbers, so
well,
you're actually lying right now. Yeah,
no,
I did. Remember in the office, I said, these are the numbers?
Those were the partial numbers when it all came out Wednesday.
Yeah. And they weren't the official numbers, but they are, as it turns out.
Hmm.
So you're good. We're all good.
I don't know if we were that good
tonight.
No, I mean, the 6 o'clock hour was pretty bad. Like, that was not...
The fly.
I don't even remember.
That was a long time ago.
Just farting around about, like...
By the way, how does it smell in here? Because we've been eating breakfast.
It's always bad in here, right?
Just pounding farts into the chairs.
Oh, no,
it's
the food. Blood pressure. Yeah, that's right.
They don't do a weekend show tomorrow here, do they?
It smells like an old boot.
Thanks to Brendan and the boys of the Beltliner.
Hey, guys, my grandma just had her hip replaced and died 3 weeks ago. Should I ask for a refund?
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. It's Varsity Chrysler Skate with GO3. Purchase a vehicle from Varsity, get an autographed jersey, and an exclusive skate with Calgary's captain, Mark Giordano. VarsityChrysler.com.